Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
And welcome to the half hour radio program that we come live-ish to your ears every Sunday on our great partner 104.5 The Flame to talk about resources and things that are available for children and families in St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite all of our best efforts, still haven't locked down this being media professionals, because that's not what we focus on the day to day. What we focus on the day to day at the Children's Services Council, Ashley, myself, our board, the entire team, is five priorities. And those priorities are: one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say that we focus on them, what that means, because I'm sure you're like, well, that's great, Sean, five priorities, but what do you do about those? We develop and fund programs that prioritize those five areas, and those programs are available to children and families, all children and families in St. Lucie County. And we spend this time together, one, to entertain, because why not? And provide fantasy football advice as you set your lineup. I'm just kidding. And talk about those resources so that people are more knowledgeable about the help and the services that are out there.
And, you know, Sean said this show is obviously the very entertaining way to learn about them, but there's a couple other different ways. So if you are looking for a resource for your family, or maybe something that someone has shared with you, a situation that they're in, and you want to be the problem solver and the helper kind of friend that you are, our website is a great place to find information about the programs that we are working with and what they do, along with their contact information. So there's a phone number there for you to get in touch with them, and often a link directly to their website so you can learn more about the programs that they are providing. But we share a lot of information there, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, just about those programs, the work that they're doing, upcoming events that may be family friendly that are happening throughout the community, and lots of other things that we share on Facebook and Instagram, just all different places that you can get more information about our program partners and the work that they're doing.
And when you say Facebook and Instagram, just to let everybody know, look up on Facebook, or the Book of Face, as we like to refer to it. Just look up Children's Services Council. Make sure you put in St. Lucie County, because there are other Children's Services Councils. And why we like them, we're obviously very fond of the St. Lucie County one, because that's where we work and play. And then if you're on Instagram, which is like Facebook without words, just look up St. Lucie CSC, and we will appear on there as well. So just before we get to our guests, a couple of quick things, Ash. First of all, we are continuing our partnership with Scott Van Duzer, the Van Duzer Foundation, Big Apple Pizza in Fort Pierce, Big Apple Pizza in Port St. Lucie off Bayshore, for the Read to Succeed initiative. And what that is you go in, kids grab a book, they read it. They fill out a little sheet to summarize what it is, kind of like proof that they actually read the book. They turn it in and they get free slice of pizza and a Pepsi product. And then on Wednesday nights, usually from about 4 to 8 p.m. or maybe 9, I can't remember, at both locations, it's a school night. So I can't remember which school is upcoming this week at both the Fort Pierce and the Port St. Lucie one, but half the proceeds go back to that school. And again, it's just a big push to get books in the hands of children. We're helping provide the books, and it's a great initiative. Make sure that you check it out. And again, if you're on the Book of Face or Facebook, you can see that on our Facebook page, but as well, you can look up the Van Duzer Foundation to find out all those details. And again, it's called Read to Succeed.
There's some really cool things happening. I know a couple of weeks ago, just because of the proximity to Indian River State College, and I think the great partnership that Scott has with them, members of the men's basketball team came on the Wednesday night and read to the kids who were there from, I think that night was C.A. Moore Elementary, but that was just so cool for them to kind of have that kind of experience. You know, somebody that most college kids would not take time out of their day to go read to some elementary school kids, but I just thought that was so neat. And, you know, again, one of the cool things that Scott does to just kind of expand the awareness about some of these things, and to give the kids and the schools an opportunity to have some fun and make some money.
Exactly. And everybody's all in because the schools can make some money, right?
That's right.
And obviously get books in the hands of kids, which is priority number one. Yeah. A couple other announcements before we get to our guest who's anxiously waiting, I'm sure. Two of these events are our events. One is November 8th. We are having our second annual update and awards luncheon in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce. It will be held at noon on November 8th. We will give out awards as well as kind of go over some of the community indicators that we track, as well as what our programs did to address them. And the registration information is available on our website, but really the registration is done by the Chamber of Commerce. So if you go to the Chamber of Commerce website and look up their events, you'll see it there, or there's a direct link from our website. And as I've mentioned before, as we've mentioned before, there's this thing called Facebook. Maybe you've heard about it. It's a small startup company, you can buy that information on there as well. Also, because we always want our radio audience, our friends at The Flame, all the people that are gracious enough to still be tuned into us to get kind of the scoop, if you will. But our I believe, Ashley, correct me if I'm wrong, this is our 11th or 12th annual Sounds of the Season.
I want to say 12.
Well, okay, so 12 years. Wow. 12 years of Ashley and I singing on stage at the Sunrise. Doing our vaudeville act. I'm just kidding.
12 years of Ashley avoiding singing on stage.
Yes. Ashley and I are the hosts. Be grateful we're not singing, or at least I'm not singing. I've been trying to talk Ashley into singing, but it highlights youth from five of our funded programs that will perform a free holiday concert on Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. at the Sunrise Theater. Starting in early October, those tickets will be available at the Sunrise Theater box office.
You said October. It is early October.
I'm sorry. Early November. We will make sure you grab your ticket because they generally go fairly quickly. We do ask people, if you can, to bring a new or gently used children's book because, again, as you can hear, we are getting books out into the hands of kids in the community, and we need everybody's help in doing so. But mark your calendars, Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Ashley, any chance you're going to sing this time?
I don't think so.
Really? You want to think about it? I felt like that answer was locked and loaded. I feel like you need
my hesitation there.
Give some consideration. Maybe a duet with your mom, who I hear is both a singer and a dancer.
She is a better dancer than a singer.
Oh, well, then you sing. She can dance. We'll just find roles for your entire family. Kind of like the Partridge family.
Exactly. It could happen. You never know.
Real quickly, I just got one more thing that I promise you, I'll let you introduce our guest. And he doesn't need that much time. He doesn't have that much to talk about. I'm just kidding. But I'm kidding. He's got a lot to talk about. But I just, we asked for success stories from our funded programs. And I just read this story because I want to share it because I think it hits home with a lot of people. It was a woman who was struggling. She was homeless. She was living out of the car with her family. And she was having trouble getting her finances organized and, quite frankly, just getting the finances to secure housing for her and her kids. And so the program Supporting Families in Crisis, she called or got referred to it. They came out and met with her and kind of went over her budget, where her money was kind of going, and helped her kind of develop a financial plan. And I'm happy to say that she actually is in housing right now. She's not living in her car anymore, which provides stability not only for her and, quite frankly, probably peace of mind, but also for the kids. So just want to remind anybody, if you know any family that's going through a crisis, and that crisis is really defined by the family. It could be they can't pay rent or they can't make the utilities, or it could be that their child is driving them crazy and they don't know how to, figure out homework or whatever it may be, childcare, whatever it may be. That's a little foreshadowing to our guest. You can call Supporting Families in Crisis. Sorry, there's something going on in the background. Supporting Families in Crisis at their number is, and I actually pulled it up here. Their number is 772-340-5044. Again, 772-340-5044. All right, Ashley, I'm done talking. I'm going to let the guest in. I'm not going to say another word.
the whole time. That would be terrible. We have a great guest today, one who is not a stranger to this show or to us. And if you've ever been in a room with this gentleman and Sean at the same time, you've probably laughed, because I'm pretty sure that's what has happened to me every time I've been with the two of them together. But a great partner of ours in the community is the Early Learning Coalition of St. Lucie County. And so we are excited to have their CEO with us today, Mr. Tony Loop, who has promised to be on his very best behavior. Is that right?
I did?
No, you didn't. Just kidding.
I don't think that's possible.
I was like, I don't know if I could promise that.
It's a good thing that Clint Sperber is not here from the health department. I will just say that.
Yeah, those two cause a lot of trouble.
Okay, we'll let you be the innocent one, John.
But Tony, you guys have a lot of exciting things happening at Early Learning Coalition. And, you know, sometimes I feel like there are people who absolutely know everything that's going on. And sometimes there's people who have probably never heard of the Early Learning Coalition or know what is happening.
I know, yeah.
So give us kind of a quick overview, if you will, of the purpose of Early Learning Coalitions and what you guys do. And then we'll talk about some of the things coming up for St. Lucie County specifically.
Okay. So the best thing to do is equate the Early Learning Coalition to all things childcare and early learning. So we are like the 2-1-1 for childcare. And people can reach out to us, whether they're in one of the programs that we pay for or not, and get information about childcare centers and how to pick one and what might be best and, you know, for their situation, their family and children, and just what to look for if they are a first time parent and maybe have no clue as to what to look for in choosing a childcare center. Our two main programs are VPK, which is voluntary pre-kindergarten, and that's free for all 4-year-olds. No matter what the income is for the family. And then also we have our school readiness subsidized care. So that program, we do pay for child care for those families that are working and or going to school, and they can't afford to pay for care. So it is an income qualified program. And we have some other ancillary programs that I'm sure I'll talk about in a little bit.
Some other stuff. I want to go back to the first thing that you talked about is people who are looking to access information about childcare, because I think that that is something that is not well known, that you, a service that's not well known that you guys provide. But just being able to connect people to the childcare centers and what specifically they provide, you know, location based, whether it's location, I need somewhere close to home, I need somewhere close to work. There is a lot that can be pulled from your system and from your professionals that know those centers very well. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about how that works?
Yeah, sure. Within our family services department, we have what we call childcare resource and referral. And that we can, if, as you mentioned, Ashley, if a parent says, hey, I want to find out what childcare centers are close to home or close to work, we can produce a report that would list all of those child care centers for you so that you don't have to try to guess at it. Or I was going to say, sorry, this is old school. I was going to say, look in the phone book. We don't have phone books.
Tony, anymore. That's not what happens anymore. People post on Facebook. Like,
I know. That's...
Tell me who has openings for a 1-year-old. That's
exactly. They need to make a Facebook or book of face, if you will, Tony. I know you'll get that reference.
They
need to make a yellow one so that we know. Right. You know, for us old school people who are used to saying yellow pages, I mean, I think we could adjust a yellow Facebook, right?
I think so. I think we could.
You might have something there, Sean.
Yes. So we're going to patent it. So don't anyone listening to the show get any ideas. So it came from us first. So.
All right. What's this us? It's my idea, man.
I sparked it. So if I wouldn't, if my brain wouldn't have reverted back to like 1977, we would have been okay. So
look, Tony, just put all the information in your Ford Pinto. We'll be good.
There you go.
Ashley's like, what are you guys talking about?
I know. Right? Yeah. I know.
Anyway, so the premise behind childcare resource and referrals that I can call as a parent and say, hey, this is what I need. help me, like send me a list. I think that's the really cool part about it, because I've actually done this before and said, send me a list of the childcare centers that are currently, you know, serving XYZ. And then, you know, you guys also do have a really kind of extensive checklist that's like, here's the questions to ask when you're touring a childcare center or looking for a new place. And so it is really helpful for parents who are in that situation.
Yep. And the other piece too is then we'll direct them also to DCF, Department of Children and Families website. It's called the CARES system. And they can look up to see if that provider has any violations from inspections and such, so that they can get an understanding if, you know, if the center has had something of a more concerning, you know, violation during an inspection or not. And then they're equipped with that information so that if they still want to look into that childcare center, they can ask those questions when they're meeting with the director and or the owner.
Yeah. So let's go back just a little bit. So let's say I'm a parent or grandparent, or let's say I'm a parent, grandparent, and I raised my kid in the 70s. And I'm like, well, why do I need childcare? I've got the Disney Channel. Why can't I just stay with my kids or have my kids stay at a friend's place or a relative's place? And, you know, they're 2 years old. Yeah. They can just watch TV all day. What's wrong with that strategy, Tony?
Oh, my goodness. Like, if the people on the radio could only like see me cringing as you were talking about that. So screen time, limited, very limited screen time is okay for children. But that, and a child from birth to five, 90% of their brain is developed in those first 5 years. And then it takes about another 15 years for the remaining 10% to be developed.
Unless you're a man, this is according to my wife, and it takes another 40 years.
That's true. I think mine is still developing. Yes. Yeah.
I know your wife. I think she would agree with my wife on that one.
Yes, right. I know. So, but really it's about play for children birth to five. It's really about their play interactions, you know, that they're doing, and the sharing or exchanging of words. So the more that any caregiver, whether it's a grandparent, uncle, aunt, whatever, cousin, older cousin, whatever the case may be, it's really about like getting down on the child's level and playing with them. And when they play, that's really how they learn in their first 5 years of development. So
it helps stimulate all that positive brain connections and growth.
Exactly.
I always tell people, you know, when we speak in public, you know, I always ask, when do you think a child should, you know, when should a family start thinking about learning for their child? And they're like, oh, kindergarten, VPK. And I'm like, yeah, no, all the building blocks for their success in school are really built before they even enter the public school system.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the misnomer, is that education doesn't start until they enter kindergarten or enter VPK, but it's just so much more than that. It's about creating that strong foundation in those first 5 years so that they then can be equipped to learn.
All right. So you've hooked me. I get it. I know why it's important. I called Child Care Resource and Referral. I got my list. I'm ready to go, but I'm a full-time student and I can't afford to pay the rate that they need. What do I do now?
I was going to say, because there's a little shell shock, right? When I, you know, when you talk to new parents, they're like, do you know how much it costs for childcare for my one-year-old? I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm well aware. It's a lot. Or it can be a lot, I should say.
Yeah. So now what? Now what do I do?
So now then you would apply for school readiness services through our portal. So you don't even have to come into our office. The state made it very convenient a few years ago. You just go to our website, www.elcslc.org, and you click on the tab to apply, and that'll take you to the state website and portal where we look at that. And guess what, Ashley? We just found out, sorry, I didn't give you a chance to guess what, but
we just, like breaking news.
I know, right? Breaking news. We just found out that we are going to be receiving an additional over $2.3 million into our school readiness subsidized budget to use through June 30th. So that means that we can continue without a wait list. So for the last couple of years, actually, we've been able to pull every family in off the wait list, and then those that qualify, we can get them into services. So whereas a few years, it really wasn't that long ago, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, we had a wait list with several hundred families on it. So we're in a fortunate position. And then when they go through that process and they are qualified, we assign what's called a parent fee. So that would be their obligation that the parent has to pay. But there could also be a differential between what we pay plus their parent fee and what the private pay rates are. So they could still cost them a little more than that parent fee. But those are things that, you know, we can equip them with as well, or as far as questions to ask with the different providers, because they are private businesses, and some choose to charge the full differential, where others choose to maybe work with some families if they can, and if it's within their budget to do so.
But regardless, it'll be significantly less cost to the family.
Yes.
By going through you and speaking to your team. And again, I'm going to give that number. I don't know if we gave it yet or not, but it's 772-595-6424. I don't know my children's own cell numbers, but I know the number of Early Learning Coalition, 595-6424. And by the way, we have to give credit to Tony, because Tony, we've been doing this show for maybe 10 years. Who knows? Time is an abstract after COVID. Right. But I think this is the first guest that has brought his own sound effects. So well done, Tony. Well done.
I like it.
Glad to help out.
Well, and I think it's important to note too, because, you know, there are qualifying circumstances for families to qualify for school readiness dollars. But I would be inclined to guess that it's not what everyone thinks it is. And so if someone is in a situation and they are looking for childcare, it's probably beneficial to them to just call your office and ask the questions, or even just go onto the portal and look through the application information, because there may be a circumstance that qualifies them that they are not even aware of.
Absolutely. So we have our school readiness funding, which to qualify, they have to be, it can be up to, their income can be up to 150% of the federal poverty level. But in addition to that, with some local funding that matches the program from Children's Services Council and a couple of other entities in the community, we're actually able to bring in families that are over the 150% and up to 200% of the FPL, federal poverty level. But wait, that's not all.
You're supposed to say, but wait, there's more. Come on. Sound fully like an infomercial.
There's more. We also have, due to the generosity and funding from Children's Services Council, a FATES program and pre-FATES program. So with that, for families that, for parents that are in between jobs, looking for a job, and, you know, they're kind of in that catch 22 because they need childcare so that they can go out on interviews and get a job, but they don't qualify for the subsidized care if they don't have a job. So again, with the Children's Services funding, we're able to give them a 3-month opportunity for job searching. And then once they get that job, if they qualify for the regular school readiness program, they would just seamlessly fold right into that program. And if not, say they're fortunate enough to land a higher paying job, then depending on what circumstance they're in, we can actually look to kind of tailor them off of the subsidized funding, give them a few months to, you know, get themselves where a few months to a year to get themselves situated and get that income coming in, and then work with them to tailor them off of subsidized care.
Well, and it's really that whole FATES program is really a reflection of, I think, our current economic times, the need to not just an early learning coalition, but with childcare, which the state addressed and hopefully goes in place and comes in line in January. But, you know, the 200% federal poverty level, forgive me, Tony, I know you know this, this is for the listening audience. So for the 200% federal poverty level, where most subsidies like childcare and housing and insurance kind of fall off as soon as you go above the 200, well, that for a family of four, that's roughly about $55,000 a year. But we know to make ends meet and to pay bills and all that in St. Lucie County for that same family of four, it costs about $72,000. And so there's a discrepancy there. So we need unique and creative programs like this to really help those working families kind of bridge that gap to work their way out of, you know, paycheck to paycheck, if you will.
Right, right. Well, and what I should say too, Sean, is that, so those are the entry thresholds, the 150 and the 200%. Once they're in and they stay in, they don't do anything to jeopardize their eligibility. They can stay in the program until 85% of the state median income. So, but once they hit that 85%, they could still very well be in a situation that creates a fiscal cliff for them. And then with the economic times as they are and inflation, you know, we're seeing some of those families that come to us and they're at like 201% of the federal poverty level. Well, technically they don't qualify to enter the program, but if they were in the program, we would be subsidizing for them. So that's where we can use the FATES money, you know, really to help understand a family's situation and maybe give them some customized the help for them. So again, maybe it's one, you know, for 3 months, a year, potentially up to 3 years.
It's really it's really, you know, it's really a cool program, and it's getting the attention of people, not just across the state, but across the country, because, you know, we like to talk about how cool we are in St. Lucie County, but this started here. I mean, your Early Learner Coalition was really the first one that kind of took this idea and ran with it with some other local partners, and it really took off here. And so I think we all should be really proud of what the program is doing, but also the attention that it's getting from other places around the state and around the country.
Yeah, so we were a part of a pilot that, you know, national report was written on. And I love bragging about this program chance that I get. So,
oh, good.
Kind of famous, Tony.
Maybe a little, I don't know.
So we've got like 2 minutes left. I want to remind everybody, like, look, if you're a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, or you just know somebody with kids that are 5 years or younger, it's real simple. You know, we've talked about kind of the nuances and the complexity of all that's offered, but it really just starts with a simple phone call to the Early Learning Coalition. They have a great, great friendly team over there at 772-595-6424. Or if you're listening to this on the podcast version and it's midnight and you're like, well, clearly they're not going to be open, they could go to the website, right, Tony?
Absolutely. So, which is www.elcslc.org.
All right, Tony. So we got a minute left, and I don't know if you know this, Ashley, and I don't mean to put Tony on the spot, but I clearly mean to put Tony on the spot. So Tony is infamous for when he's at meetings, particularly if he's the chair, to start every board meeting or every meeting off with a really bad dad joke. So Tony, before we end here, do you have can you take us out on a dad joke?
Yeah, sure. But before I do that, Sean, I do have to, I want to put this thought in your head, you know, like Saturday Night Live, after hosting five episodes, they get the jacket. I did the five-year club jacket. So just a thought that, you know, as guests come on, maybe you should be offering like a really nice velvet jacket or something.
This is radio. For all I know, you're wearing that velvet jacket right now.
Well, that's okay. I am. Yeah. All right. So what did 50 Cent do when he was hungry?
50 Cent the rapper?
Yeah.
No idea.
58.
And this, folks, is why I say that he starts these meetings off and they just go downhill from there.
That was, wasn't it?
That was a pretty good one.
I like it. I like that one, Tony. Good job.
Yeah. Tony, just for the record, she's just saying that. I could read her facial expression. She didn't mean that. All right, folks.
No, you, Sean, you know my son is a big fan of jokes. So
I know, I'm teasing. All right, folks, we're out of time. Tony, thank you so much. Again, call the Early Learning Coalition and speak to their dynamic team at 595-6424. Or you can go to their website again, Tony.
www.elcslc.org.
Love our acronyms. All right. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. A reminder that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on our great partner, 104.5 The Flame. If you miss it, don't fear, don't fret. Just download the podcast version. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council on your phone, and it'll be there through magic and the interwebs. We are grateful for every listen, and a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.